Hello and welcome everyone. My name is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I am super excited to be here tonight to share with you a brand new hot off the press presentation called How to Break Free from Fatigue Part 2, Customize Your Way to Optimal Body Chemistry and Overflowing Energy. And it is my great pleasure to present to you stuff that I am really super, super excited about, and the kinds of information that I've seen completely turn people around, completely help people who have been trying for years and struggling and changing their diet and doing all sorts of things. When we can hone in on particular imbalances, we can get their energy back and get them feeling better. So it's exciting. Before I actually start the presentation, I want to make sure that you're aware that the information that I'm sharing tonight isn't intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. And I'm not giving you medical advice. What I'm doing is sharing from my knowledge bank and my research and my clinical experience to you so that you can use it in conjunction with whatever you know about what's going on with you, and to work with a doctor if you are working with a doctor, to run that by your doctor before you make major changes, especially if you're on any kinds of medication, because these changes can actually shift your need for medication. You may need to lower doses, switch, because you're going to be so much more in balance. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that. Not medical advice, but it's strictly, sharing, and I've got lots of information and lots of experience with this stuff. If you are on our first call, you know that we shared a lot of information about fatigue, what it is, what it causes, what it's caused by, what some of the imbalances are, and I gave you some really cool recipes that you could use to create elixirs and tonics, drinks that will help you. And I gave you lists of some herbs that you can use in whatever ways you wanted to that could help to restore some balance. And tonight I want to give you more. So I just want to review with you that you're in the right place if you find it hard to get out of bed, or you find that you're needing a nap mid-afternoon, or you find that you have lack of focus and poor concentration. Like if you're at work, it's hard to keep your focus all day long, or if you're going to school, it's hard to study. You don't have energy left for fun and friends at the end of the day because you're just so beat, because you've got this little bank account that has this little bit of energy and you just don't have the time. If you have no energy or desire for romance, boy, I hear this all the time, all the time. And you just find that you're a couch potato in the evening, and that's all you want to do is lay on the couch, turn on the TV, buzz out, or go to bed, or just relax, and you don't have time for anything. And maybe you have grandkids or kids that are calling you to play. You don't have time for that either. So because of these symptoms, you're paying a price. There's a cost to being too tired. I'm just going to review these real quick. These are in the first presentation. If you missed the first presentation, then when we send you the links to the replays of this tomorrow and the next day or the next day, we will send you a link to the replay of the first one. In fact, I may make it easier on my team and we may put it all on the same page so that you can find it all there. We'll make a decision about that. But either way, you'll have access to both presentations. So if you want to go back and review some of the things from there, you can. But in general, your relationships suffer. You find that you can't keep commitments. I was speaking to someone a few days ago, and she said, I'm so tired of making commitments with friends and then finding that I'm too tired and I have to cancel it. You may be stuck in a job that's beneath your true skill set. Somebody who's just brilliant. She really is, but she just can't focus long enough. She doesn't have the energy. And so she's in a $10 an hour job. Your finances suffer as a result of you not being able to focus on it, you not being able to be gainfully employed to the level that you deserve, and excess weight can pile on. And we talked a lot about the mechanisms for that in the last presentation, and I'd highly recommend you go back and listen to that. But when you pile on extra weight, especially around the middle, it increases your risk of disease like heart disease, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and others. And then there's a loss of confidence that comes with lack of excess weight. I know people who are great speakers and they're dying to be out there on the stage, but they're too embarrassed because they've put on all this extra weight and they want to get wrong with it. So when all this is happening, where the heck is the fun in your life? The price you're paying is your relationships, your job, your body, your health, and your lack of fun in life. So I really applaud you for being here tonight and for really being in a position where you're seeking answers, that you're tired of just dealing with it and you're ready to seek answers. So I applaud you for being here. So I'm going to review the 10 top causes of energy deficiency and waistline excess, and they're very similar. And then we'll go through and we'll talk about ways to detect biochemical imbalances that contribute to these and that also contribute. So we've got insufficient sleep. Of course, if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be tired. You've burned out your adrenal glands, which are your fight-flight glands that get called upon every time you're in stress. You have low thyroid function. That is seems to be epidemic these days. Someone wrote to me the other day and said, you know, I hear all these people talking about hypothyroid. Do you hear about that? I'm like, well, yeah, every day in my practice. Anemia can cause low energy. So these are some of the things you want to get checked out. And some of the things that I'm going to be sharing with you tonight will help you to determine which of these things is contributing or which ones of these things, because usually it's multifactorial. Sluggish detoxification. Your liver can't keep up with your environment and your exposures. Nutrient imbalances, hidden infections, blood sugar irregularities, food allergies and inflammation. All of these things can zap your energy. So if you have a means to figure out what it is, and then you have tools to get you on the right track to rebalancing, you're going to get your energy back. Sometimes it's really, really quickly when you really hone in and you get the cause. I reviewed this last time. I just want to really stress for you. Stress is at the heart of a lot of these imbalances. And we live in a stress-fraught environment, our society. Constant go, go, bustle, hustle. News is always telling you about all the bad stuff that's happening all over the world and preparing you for financial gloom. And there's just so much stress, and it increases your blood pressure, your heart rate, imbalances your blood sugar, changes your breathing, affects your digestion, decreases or destabilizes your immune system, because sometimes it makes your immune system hyperactive, like in allergies and autoimmunity. Creates inflammation, which can cause pain in any part of your body, discomfort wherever. And then something called secretory IgA, which is a protective mechanism, an antibody that lines your mucous membranes, like your sinuses and your lungs and your GI tract. So that kind of falls into digestion and immune system, but I separated it out because stress directly affects that. The hormone cortisol directly affects that. And on the last call, we also talked about the hormone imbalance causes. So what creates too much cortisol and not enough DHEA? And cortisol is your fight-flight hormone, which shuts down your immune system and shuts down your digestion and causes you to go to lizard brain mode, where all you can do is run and hide, versus wizard brain, where you can solve problems. And then DHEA is this, they call it the anti-aging hormone, because it helps to build and repair and create balance in your system. What? And healing.
What?
So the kinds of things that can cause imbalance here, or the kinds of things that these imbalances do cause, are things you're experiencing maybe: fatigue, bloating, swelling, weight gain, yo-yo weight fluctuations, up and down and up and down, and a lot more. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. In my coaching programs, like I have private coaching programs and group coaching programs, when people are signed up for longer times, I take them through balancing all of these things, and we take them through the testing. So last time I said, you know, sometimes you just have to make a difficult choice. Do I want the pepperoni pizza, or do I want the energy to be able to climb a mountain and take beautiful pictures, or do this wonderful bike ride, or go on a cruise, or whatever it is that's your big goal in life? Create a business. Pizza, pepperoni pizza, or my dream goal. it's time to give your body what it needs to give you what you desire most. And you've got to make choices. And sometimes we make choices in the moment because it's what we want most right now. Right now, I most want that pepperoni pizza and a beer. But what you want most in the long run is the energy to be who you really are and to have a great, fun time in life and have adventures and have relationships. So we have to learn to make those choices in each moment. What do I want? Do I want to sacrifice what I want the most for what I want in the moment? My answer is a clear, resounding no. I am not compromising what I want the most because that gives me way more joy than any pepperoni pizza or ice cream or cheeseburger or any of that stuff. I'm not willing to sacrifice my health for those momentary pleasures. And I am here to help you to really get in touch with what you want the most so you can make that choice as well. So our agenda today, home tests that help you personalize your health plan. I'm going to teach you about the link between your body chemistry imbalances and your energy. How does this affect it? I want to show you where you can get supplies that you need, and quite inexpensively, I might add, that you can monitor your balance right there at home. I'm going to show you about some labs that you can order that identify the underlying hormone and chemistry imbalances and how you can get these tests run without having to go to a doctor to get them ordered. There's a direct access, and I'll just give you a link. And I really want you to get this. I want you to get how you can get the support you need to implement fatigue busting and hormone balancing strategies with ease and grace. Who do you need to support you? Do you need a buddy? Do you need a local support group? Do you want an online support group with a coach and a mentor? Do you need private coaching with someone who can really tune in and understand what questions to ask and dig in and get you the results that you need? So let's jump right in. On the last call, I shared a little bit about my background. And because I have so much to cover today, I'm just going to cut that really short for those of you who have missed it, just so that you know that you can trust me that I have some background. I was once extremely fatigued, didn't know it because I lived on caffeine and sugar, started to develop health problems as a result of drinking too much alcohol and eating too much sugar and drinking too much caffeine. Long story short, went to a lot of doctors, traditional Western MDs. All they had for me was ulcer medication. And ulcer medication I didn't really need because they told me I didn't have an ulcer. So I was like very confused. I was in my early 20s and very confused and said, well, what other things can cause this? Like, what could it be? My diet? My stomach hurts. Maybe I'm eating something that's not agreeing. And they said, no, just drink lots of milk and eat ice cream and cheese, and that will coat your stomach before you eat anything else, and take the medication and you'll be fine. And I just couldn't take that as an answer. I'm too inquisitive. I'm too much of a scientist. And I started digging. And I realized that I was way down the wrong path in terms of my diet. I was eating wrong. I was toxic. And I was way out of balance. So I discovered ways to get myself in balance and did some detoxing and cleansing. Learned a lot about nutrition on my own. And decided it shouldn't have to be this hard. It shouldn't require somebody to go to the library. At the time, we didn't have internet, so go to the library and take out dozens of books and read them all, and go to the bookstore and read every book there was on nutrition, which, let me tell you, 25 years ago, there weren't all that many, but I read every one there was. But the average person shouldn't have to do that. There should be a doctor, a practitioner, a coach available for you that you could get the answers from, somebody who's been there, done that. Not to discredit Western MDs, they have lots of good purposes. But when it comes to nutritional imbalances, they just don't get it. And so it's nice. I just said, I want to be the kind of doctor that people can come to and say, look, this is what's happening to me. What can I do? And I can go, oh, I know how to do this, and I can do this, and we can balance that, and we can do this exercise and this food, etc. That was my dream. And I quit my job as a computer programmer. And by the way, that's where I get my diagnostic skills. I was a computer analyst programmer, so I knew how to solve problems. I was a mathematician. I had a math degree. So I knew how to solve problems. And I tell people, I just changed my hardware. I used to work on the hardware of computers, and now my hardware is people. And it's much more intricate, much more challenging and difficult, but way more rewarding. Because when you fix a computer, it doesn't come to you and give you a hug and have tears streaming down its face and say, oh my God, I can't believe I have my life back. So to me, you know, part of what I do is selfish because I love hearing people about people getting my life back, but it's selfless because I love hearing about people getting their lives back. So what I'm going to share with you, this is a list. It's not a comprehensive list by any means, but it is a list of some of the major tests and assessments you can do at home. And there's a lot of them. I'm going to go through three or four of them tonight with you, maybe five. I think I have five that I've really gone into detail on. And in my Spring into Vitality event, which you've probably already heard about in some way, shape, or form, that's happening in actually a month, I'm so excited, is we're going to actually go through more of these and we're going to actually do them with you. So in addition to, I'll teach you how to do them tonight. I'll show you where to get the resources. But in the course, we're going to actually go through them and everybody's going to get an opportunity to test themselves. And we're going to discuss what you would do once you find these results out of balance. And we're going to share with you lots of stuff. So I can't wait to do that. But anyway, let me tell you the things you can do at home. There are surveys. There's little questionnaires, and I'm sure you've seen them all online. You know, test to see if your blood glucose is in balance. Test to see if you have stressed adrenals or thyroid or anything or digestion. And there are little questionnaires. And I've put together a questionnaire packet that I use with my coaching clients in my group program, like my energy recharge programs and my private programs. So there's a bunch of those. And I've even shared a lot of those in general with my email list. Just, hey, you know, are you insulin resistant? Do you need help with this? So do you have an adrenal function? April is going to be more of our adrenal month where we're going to actually offer a program on adrenals. And I'll be sharing with you some of the surveys for that. So there's surveys and you can just do them and you can self-score and it's really great. You can say, oh, I've got 50% of all the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. I think I have adrenal fatigue. And then as you do and put into place some strategies, you see it go down from 50% to 40% to 10%. And you can do that right at home without having to go to the doctor and spend a lot of money on tests. There's also some inexpensive tests that you can do at home with test strips and little vials and stuff. And they're relatively inexpensive. For example, the pH paper is probably around 10 bucks. And then there's nitric oxide and there's nitric oxide strips. Probably, I think they're $20 if you order them online. Then there's this test called the oxidase test, which is for free radicals. I'm going to go with all of these in a little more detail. And that one is, I think it's 12 or 15. You can order a little test kit to do one. And then these are the most expensive if you get the whole kit, and that's mineral testing. So if you get the whole kit of eight, it probably costs $75. But you can do individual ones and build up your collection as well. Finally, I'm talking about blood glucose testing. And many of you who are in my B4 Become program already do that on a regular basis, and you're experts at testing. It is one of the most amazing tests. People don't even know they have blood glucose imbalances, and there's so many illnesses and diseases that come up that are associated with blood glucose. I was talking to somebody last week about prostate enlargement, you know, benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH, which is common in men as they get older, as they hit their 50s and 60s and older. And I was saying, he was telling me some things, and it just hit me. Maybe he's glucose intolerant, right? Maybe he has some insulin resistance. So I started researching insulin resistance and benign prostate BPH. And I was amazed at how much I found. So every time I think about somebody new coming along with something that may or may not, that is not typically linked, or I don't typically link of it, or the average person doesn't, with glucose imbalance, we find that it is. So cancer, heart disease, hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, there's so many things that can be linked to glucose imbalance, inflammation, autoimmune disease. So I'm going to teach you how to do these five tests that I have pictures of. So I guess it is five tonight. And then the others we'll kind of talk about peripherally. Vitamin C, there's some strips, and we'll have some of those available at the event, the Spring into Vitality event. The minerals I showed you here, blood sugars here, the free radicals is the little card at the bottom. We'll go through that in detail. There's also ways you can test your thyroid at home with a simple thing like a thermometer and getting body temperature readings. And then there's ways to test your adrenal at home. There's, again, little vials. And it's a little more complicated to do. We don't have time to do it tonight. We just have an hour for this call. So we don't have time to go through all of these in exhaustive detail. But in Spring into Vitality, we'll go into it more. And those of you who are in the VIP version of that, the Spring into Vitality, in addition to all the wonderful meals, you get this kit. And one of them is a 75-page book about home testing with every last detail you need about it. And you also get the nitric oxide strips and the pH strips in your goodie bag, amongst other things. And I'll tell you more about that later. So most of you have probably not heard of nitric oxide as a test, or let alone as anything other than you're thinking nitric oxide, isn't that what they do in the dentist office? Well, that's nitrous oxide, not nitric oxide. So that may be where you're thinking, like, what is nitric oxide? And it's a newbie on the forefront of nutritional science and medical science. And it's been discovered and talked about just over the last couple of decades. And it's a substance that is produced in your body, and it helps dilate your blood vessels. It helps increase circulation to your brain. And it just helps you to prevent the plaques that happen with atherosclerosis and heart attack, right? And all of those things are energy zappers. So it helps then in terms of you having more energy. So I've put a list on the slide, and we're on slide 11 if you're following along. And what are the things that nitric oxide actually does for you, and why is it important? It can improve memory and behavior because it helps the transmission between nerves, between your nerve endings, your nerve synapses. It improves sleep quality. And when you have better sleep, obviously, you increase your energy. It increases your endurance and your strength by opening up your blood vessels and strengthening circulation. But it also assists in gastric motility, and that's your stomach, you know, the movement in your stomach, a movement of things through, and can contribute to intestinal health. It can help your immune system to fight off bacteria and defend against tumors. And of course, we all want to defend against tumors and fight off bacteria. When our immune systems are fighting off tumors and fighting off bacteria, when we don't have a good system in place, it exhausts us. It exhausts us. So nitric oxide helps with energy right there. It regulates blood pressure, like I said, by dilating your arteries. It's a signaling molecule, and it helps to reduce inflammation. So it's a really good thing to do. And they've just recently, a company called Neogenis, has recently come out with these little test strips that you test your own saliva at home. So you've got this in your notes. Let me just refresh. For those of you who came on a little bit late, if you go to where you're looking on the web, you go to the left-hand side, where right below where it says slides, I'm going to go there and make sure I'm telling you correctly, it says welcome, listen in slides, ask a question, and then right below that, it says break free from fatigue -2 handouts, okay? And by the way, I haven't talked about alkalinity yet, but the gift for the live call is right below that. I won't tell you what it is right now. This is just for people who came to the call live. I like to reward people for being able to come to the call live. That's a gift for you. It's a little 8 or 9 page PDF file that talks about alkalinity and how to track it. So when I talk to you about that next, I'll tell you a little bit about what's in that handout for you. So, and this is the link. If you have your slides in front of you, you've got this here, www.neogenis.com. That's where you can order these. And if you're coming to Spring into Vitality and you've done the VIP upgrade, you'll get a container of these in your goodie bag. And your goodie bag is going to be really special. We're working on that as we speak this afternoon. Exciting. So basically, when you're testing your nitric oxide, of course, you start by washing your hands, because anytime you're going to be dealing with saliva and whatever, you want to be clean. Wash your hands, and then you place saliva on a test strip. You can spit it into your finger and then dip it on or drop it onto the strip. You don't want to touch it with your finger. You just want to let the saliva drop. They give you really explicit instructions on the bottle. And then you compare the color, and you can see on this picture, this one is kind of in the pinkish range. The redder it is, the more nitric oxide you have. And it's really fun to take the test and then do things that are supposed to increase nitric oxide. One of the things that increases nitric oxide is exercise. So you can go run or jog or go on the treadmill or whatever, and then take it again and see if it's gone up. And you can test to see how long it stays up, so you know how often you need to do things that help nitric oxide production. Other things that help are specific foods. Foods that are rich in nitric oxide precursors, and foods that actually stimulate your body to produce it. Green leafy vegetables, especially arugula and spinach and watercress, especially good for nitric oxide production. Parsley is a good one too. And all of the green leafy vegetables are good, but those are especially arugula. One of my colleagues went and tested her nitric oxide, and then went a big bowl of arugula, and an hour or two later, she tested her saliva again, and sure enough, her nitric oxide had gone up 2 levels. Really powerful, really potent. And that's what you do. And in the spring into vitality, we will actually be doing it, you know, and we'll be able to help you to see, you know, is this on this level or that? Because sometimes it's a little challenging to read them, and you'll go home really empowered to take charge of your own health with this. So let's talk about pH balance. A lot of you have heard, this is in the news all the time, right? This is something that you hear on lots of websites, pH balance, right? Alkaline diet. You want to get yourself more alkaline. You want to reduce the things that cause acidity in your body. So let's talk a little bit about what pH means and then what it's important for and what the ranges are that you're looking for. And then we'll talk about how to test it. So this is a pH strip. It's basically a scale. That's what it is. It's a scale. It goes from 0 to 14. So pH goes from 0 to 14. Right in the middle is 7, which is neutral. Water, pure water is 7. It's neutral. Okay? And then when you're measuring the pH, your different tissues in your body have different pHs. Your blood needs to maintain between 7.35 and 7.45. That's a little bit alkaline. Not very alkaline, but it's a little bit alkaline. It's really important that you stay in that range. If you get to 7.2, you're in a state called acidosis. And medically, that's a serious condition. If it goes down to 7.0, you're history. You die. So it's really important to maintain a tight range. But there's all these things you do in life that throw off your pH, that make you more acidic. When you get stressed, the stress hormones create an acidic environment. It causes you to get more acidic. When you eat foods that are high in acid-forming substances, like sugar and alcohol and caffeine-containing foods, except for green tea, which is on the alkaline side, and meats and grains, most grains, some grains are not. And there's a chart, and I share that with you in the bonus. When you eat all those foods, it causes a shift in your body, and your body has, I have to maintain my pH in the blood or I'll die. 7.35 to 7.45, very narrow range. So it calls upon stores in your body. It goes to the tissues and says, okay, well, how can I buffer the blood? I need buffering minerals. So it looks for places. Your bones, great place to drag it from. Grab some of the alkaline minerals from the bones, and what do you know? You get weak bones. But you stay alive, right? You're staying alive at the expense of your bones when you're eating an acid-forming diet and living an acid-forming lifestyle. So that's why alkalinity, keeping that balance, is important for optimum immune function. Your immune system can't function in an acid environment, so cancer grows when you're in an acid environment. You need an alkaline environment to prevent cancer. Your bones and your teeth, which are stores, repositories for these minerals, they get zonked. You have inefficient digestion when you don't have an alkaline balance. You need to have a good alkalinity. It's very unusual, but you need to have good alkaline balance in order to create stomach acid. So you have low stomach acid when you're too acid in your blood or in your tissues. It's kind of a catch-22, and the science behind that would take way too long to explain on a call like this. Your joint health suffers. You get inflammation there. You get, when you have good pH balance, you will get decreased pain and inflammation. I have a story I told in my email today. If you didn't read it, I'll repeat it because it bears repeating. I talked to a woman. We did a complete intake. She had a whole lot of problems going on. One of the big problems was chronic knee pain. She'd had it for many, many years. And she said, I said, let's just get started. We tested her pH in the office. And I said, let's just get started on an alkaline diet. I gave her the food chart. I said, eat 80% or 90% on this side and 20% to 10% on the other side. And just let's talk in a week when, you know, some of the test results come back, and we'll outline a more comprehensive plan. She calls me up 3 or 4 days later and she says, can that work this fast? My knee pain is gone. It's amazing how quickly it can work. So that's not the cause of pain in everybody. There's a lot of other reasons. But for her, her acid lifestyle and diet was a major contributing factor to her knee pain. Protection from disease. Like I said, cancer, but also in an acidic environment, you tend to get more colds and flus and be subject to predators. And you need it for your energy production. You don't have good energy when you're acidic, when your body's constantly trying to battle to maintain that good pH. So we're not going to test your blood for this. That's a very advanced test. It's not even a routine test that's done by labs. But what we can do is we can test other parts of your body to see what the pH is there, and that gives you an indicator. So we have two ways of testing: the saliva or your urine. Many of you might have done that before. You pee into a cup and you stick the little strip in and you test it. This is, again, there's the little indicators. The pH paper I recommend for this is 5.5 to 8. If you go onto Amazon, you can find it. This link actually will take you to Amazon. There's also a lot of other pH papers. You can get a pH paper that goes from 1 to 14. But here's the deal. You can't tell the little small gradations between. And this really helps you to fine tune, because it's just within the range that you're going to find your urine and your saliva to be. So what we do is we have you test. I love to start with first morning. You can test urine and saliva. There's a range that you want to look for in urine. Your urine is going to be more acidic. Why? Because it's a waste repository. It's what your body's getting rid of as it tries to go into balance. If it's too acidic, it means you've got a tremendous amount of acidity in your body. If it's in the kind of mid-range very low acidity, 6.5 to 6.8, that's going to be more telling that you're normal, that you're just getting rid of the normal daily metabolic wastes that are acidic. If it goes way too high, like in the 7 to 8 range, what that usually means, not always, but usually means, is that your body is so acidic that it raised the emergency flag and it created a large amount of ammonia to buffer you. And that's usually not a good sign. People say, wow, I did my pH and I'm way too alkaline. I'm way up at, 7 or 8. And when I talk to them about what they're eating in their lifestyle, I went, no, I don't think so. I think it's because you're way over acidic and your body's overcompensating and producing ammonia. So there's some gradations. We'll talk way more in detail about how to do it and how to read it in the Spring Into Vitality. But just know that you can measure your first morning urine. You can measure your second morning urine to differentiate some things. And then you can measure later in the day and just get a sense of how it's going and how your body is handling and balancing throughout the day. And then with the saliva, one of the things we'll do in Spring Into Vitality, in addition to just the regular testing, is something that takes a lot longer to both do and to explain, but it's an acid challenge where you drink lemon juice and you then measure your saliva over the next 5 minutes to see what it does. And there's a normal curve of what it should do. It should go up and then come down and balance out back at where it was when you started. And if it doesn't do that, there's a lot of different interpretations. And all of those are explained in the ebook that you get as a bonus with the Spring Into Vitality VIP. So this is what the paper looks like, real easy to find. You can get it at most pharmacies. You can get it online. And we're going to have it available at the retreat so everybody can test themselves. This is a form that's in the handout that I gave you for being on the call. If you're on the call live, there's a little booklet that is about 8 or 9 pages, and it's all about alkaline diet. And it tells you more in detail about how to test. So you can take that, print it out, get some test strips, and you can do it at home. It also gives you this chart where you can fill it out. So we've talked about nitric oxide. We've talked about pH. Another big thing, an easy thing to test at home, is minerals. And there's this particular set of minerals that I use for testing from a company called Body Bio. You'll see Body Bio talked about a lot on sites for autistic parents of autistic kids visit, because mineral balance is so important, and they see tremendous results when they test their kids' minerals and then supplement them with the appropriate minerals that they're missing. So you might be reading about zinc, and oh, and zinc's so important, and you may be reading about chromium and reading about magnesium, and then just going out and saying, which ones do I take? Do I get a multi-mineral? Do I just do one? How much do I take? And you could just spend a lot of time and money doing that. You might create more imbalances by just haphazardly supplementing. If you do the testing, you can tell which ones you're out of balance on. And then you can take just the ones that you're out of balance on. You can either use these Body Bios as the mineral supplements, or you could use whatever your favorite brands are. I've recently started using some Trace Minerals Research. They have a lot of them as well. It's totally up to you. There's several good brands. Premier Research has some. Thorn has some capsules that are really high quality. So there's a lot of good ones out there. Pure Encapsulations, good ones. But you want to test first. That way you don't waste your money and you don't throw yourself out of balance. So there are eight of them that they currently test for. And the ninth one, which is iodine, you sort of test for. The last time I was in contact with them, they said they weren't completely convinced that they had the right formulation yet for the iodine. Because what they do in order to determine if they have a valid test is they'll use a population that has symptoms of the particular mineral imbalance. They manifest that way. They'll do specific like red blood cell magnesium or something, and they'll test inside the cells to see what the levels are. And so what they do is they figure that out and then they test them with their minerals and then they supplement with to get the levels up until those symptoms and the blood signs go away. And then they retest with their minerals. And when they're convinced that there've been hundreds or thousands of these tests done and they're all accurate, then they say, okay, we can do this. So when I first started using them, they only had seven and then they added selenium and they do have an iodine drop, which they've been experimenting with, but I haven't looked back to see if they're actually recommending that. The link at the bottom of the page, you can order the whole kit. You can actually order just the mineral empty bottles, and they'll come with a tiny drop of each of those minerals. But when you run out, you're going to have to replace it. And basically, you're putting a little bit of the mineral drop in a bottle with a whole lot of water. And again, these will be available at the Spring Into Vitality for those of you who are coming to that. You'll be able to get your testing done. So let's talk about what the tests mean. So they have a little scorecard that comes with the kit, 1 through 7. And you basically don't look at what it means while you're doing it. You don't want to kind of prejudice yourself, right? So you look at the test score. Does it taste sweet? Does it taste pleasant? Does it have no taste? Does it say, I taste something? Is it so-so? Like there's some taste, but I'm not really sure. You don't like it and it's gross. So that's the scores. So you basically do each of you, they give you little scorecards and you do each of your minerals and you just circle, write down the number for that. And then you can go back and interpret it. Well, if it's sweet, it means you definitely need it. Your body's craving it. Your body's saying yes to it. If it's pleasant, you need it, but maybe not as much. If there's no taste, you still need the mineral, but again, not as much. If it tastes something sort of, that means that you probably have enough of that mineral. If it's so-so, but there's some kind of unpleasant taste, you don't need it. If you don't like it, you don't need it. Gross, you don't need it. And I use the numbers to determine how much they need and how long they may be supplementing for. And sometimes I use it to titrate how much they're taking. Okay, so that's the minerals. Pretty easy to test. It takes a good, 10, 15 minutes to go through and test them all because you're rinsing your mouth in between to make sure that you no longer have that particular mineral in your mouth to mix it up with the next one. And it's a great test. I've used it on hundreds and hundreds of people and they come through the doors here. And that's always been a part of my initial exam with people. So let's talk briefly about blood sugar tracking and how important blood sugar tracking is. And the amazing results I see with blood sugar tracking and then monitoring. People, those of you who are in my Before Be Gone program know the value of this. I just spoke to one of our members today and she's in a fitness contest at her gym where she's doing these kettlebell things. And she had a body composition with calipers that they did at the beginning and now they just redid it for her today, a month later. And she's been on the Before Be Gone that whole time and really strict with the Before Be Gone since February 1st when we started our metabolic reset. So she went down from 25% fat to 17% fat in a month. And this is not unheard of. People's weight, their weights go down. I had somebody lost 9 inches in a month, 22 pounds in a month. And I've had people just incredibly improve their energy very quickly and balance their blood sugars. Diabetics who bring their blood sugars down to normal. It's a really great idea to be able to track this at home because the alternative is to just eat foods and not know, or to go to the doctor's office and get what they call a glucose tolerance test, which takes about 6 hours of your time. You get to drink this really horrible syrupy stuff. You feel really yucky because you're drinking this syrupy stuff, and they're testing your blood constantly. They have an IV needle in your arm the whole time. You can't really do anything but sit there, and it costs several hundred dollars. So what you can do instead is get one of these blood sugar meters. And I put two different ones down. These are the two that I personally use and have been using for the last year and a half and have recommended to my people. I find them very accurate. Every now and then somebody says, oh, I don't, mine's not accurate. Maybe there's a bum one that comes out. The great thing is they're inexpensive. The first one, the True Result model, that one costs about anywhere from $15 to $20. That link is to Amazon. There used to be a really great price. And, you know, Amazon is always changing their prices, but at one point they had it for under $10. Comes with 10 free test strips with it. Then there's the True to Go, which is always about $10. And it's a nice little portable one that you can carry easily in your purse or your backpack or your briefcase. Love these things. And then there's also a way you can test something called hemoglobin A1C. A little bit more pricey. Each test is about $20. So you can either go to the lab and have it done for $25 or go to the store and get one for $20. So it's not that much difference. It's just the convenience factor. Easier to drive to the Walmart, buy the kit, do it at home than to have to go to the lab at early in the morning and, you know, make an appointment and all that. But either way, it works. But hemoglobin A1C is a way for you to tell over the course of the last 3 to 4 months how your sugars have been managing. And it basically measures how sugar-coated your red blood cells are. That sounds really gross, right? Imagine your blood cells are running around sugar-coated. And the problem with that is when you sugar-coat something, it gets stiff. Did you ever have like honey on a table that gets stiff? It gets hard. It gets brittle. And that can damage your blood vessel linings. So those are two tests you can do at home. The one I highly recommend would be the glucometer, because you can test yourself in a variety of ways. Let's go back there. In a variety of ways, and you can track it. And I usually recommend you test before meals, first thing in the morning before meals, and then at different intervals after the meals, which we go into in the Before Be Gone. And that's the thing that most docs miss, is that you may have a blood sugar imbalance, but your blood sugar fasting on your blood test is perfectly normal. That's not going to get abnormal until you've crossed into diabetes, basically. That's usually the last one to go. Sometimes it goes sooner, but that's usually the last. You will have had blood sugar irregularities for many years before that one goes. And those of you who are on Before Be Gone are probably nodding your head and going, yep, I know. I had that experience. So it's a really great one. I think one of my slides got taken out of here. But it may be out of order. We'll see. Free radical testing at home. Again, this is a pretty easy test to do. It's about $14, $15 per test, and I'm not sure if they charge you shipping, so it might be a little bit more than that. You can buy them in bulk. You can buy 6 tests or 12 tests for a little bit less. It's a test that you do. It's really easy. You basically pee into a cup. You take a little syringe thing. You suck up some of your pee. You put it in this teeny little vial that has a little solution in it. You gently shake it back and forth. You set it down for a few minutes. You look at it, and you compare the color to this card. And it's basically, you're looking for how much oxidation you have, how much free radical damage is happening in your body. And minimal is right down here. It's either clear or very, very light pink, all the way up to severe, which is very, very dark, almost bright red. And if you get a number that's up there, you know, at 3 or higher, you want to be looking at your diet. You want to be looking at your stress levels, your adrenal function, and be able to make changes to it. So it's a very empowering kind of thing to do. So we've talked about the tests you can do at home. We've talked about the glucose testing. We've talked about pH testing. We've talked about the mineral testing. We've talked about nitric oxide testing. And now we're going to talk about some extra labs that you can do. So you can do these tests. You can find out what's out of balance. And then you need to be able to create a program to take you through what do you do next. And we will go through that kind of stuff in Spring Into Vitality so that you leave there with an idea of what to do to balance yourself out and how to continue to get supported and get help with that, because it's very helpful. So what I want to do is give you the power to order your own tests without having to go through a doctor. Now, if you have a very supportive doctor, you have a functional medicine practitioner you see, of course they can order the stuff for you. But directlabs.com is an amazing resource. It's www.directlabs.com. The link is right there at the top. And that you can order regular blood testing. They have something they call the Comprehensive Wellness Profile. It's $97 and it tests like over 100 different blood parameters. That if you were to go to a regular doctor's office and have them order it for you, it'd be in the $450 range. So it's a great deal. And that's a great thing to do. They also have a lot of specialty tests. So if you have anemia, you might want to order ferritin. If you're trying to rule out anemia, you might want to order ferritin. And if you're worried about if you want to do the hemoglobin A1C to see if you have a long-standing blood glucose imbalance, you could do that. You can test C-reactive protein, which tests for inflammation if you're concerned about heart disease or some inflammation. There's all kinds of antibodies. There's pretty much any lab test that an MD's office can order for you, you can get through directlabs.com. So that's, have people go into programs, I guide them as to which ones they go through, which ones they should get, and then how to interpret it. We have a little document that teaches them how to interpret it, like see what's going on. And it's very, very enlightening. The other thing you can do is they also have access to some of the specialty functional medicine labs. So if you want to test your adrenals to see if your adrenals are out of balance, there's two in particular that they have there that are really good deals. They're under $200. And the one is Metametrics. I think it's about $188. And they test cortisol four times throughout the day plus DHEA. And you basically, it's a saliva test. So you spit into a vial, you send it off to them, and they'll tell you, are your cortisol DHEA is out of balance? Remember the little scale we had at the beginning, the balance? You don't want your cortisol to be way high and your DHEA to be way low. You want to see. But it measures it throughout the day because there's what's called a circadian rhythm of cortisol. It should be high in the morning and really low at night. So you can fall asleep at night and so you can wake up in the morning, and then it goes down at a certain curve. So you're testing in this particular test to see how well your body suits that. The Metametrics one, which is the top one under adrenal, that kit, you just order that through directlabs.com. That's four times cortisol. And then the Saber Sciences kit has six times cortisol. And that would be if you have sleep problems and you're waking up in the middle of the night and you want to figure out why you are, then you can do this particular test. They'll get six different levels of cortisol. So you have them throughout the night so that you know, like, why am I waking up? Am I waking up because my cortisol is going high? Is there a particular stress that's waking me up, et cetera? So lots of stuff like that. Now, people that are in my program, so if you guys who are on the call, if some of you are in the Energy Recharge program or the Practitioner program, you know I've given you a direct link on my site where you can get these, and we'll order them for you because we're interpreting them as part of the test, and it costs a little bit less. So if you want to save a little, but that's only for people in my programs because we don't have the staff in place to handle a large flood of orders, because we have to very specifically call the lab and order the tests for them. And I really just order them for people who I know and I'm coaching with in some semblance of form. But no worries. You pay an extra $20, $30, you go to directlabs.com. Easy stuff. It's still going to be less than ordering it through a functional medicine doc, if you can find one. Some towns you don't have one. But if you do, then just go to your functional medicine doc and have them order it for you. For digestion. Now, not everybody needs to get a comprehensive stool analysis for their digestion, but some people do. Some people have parasites that they don't even know of. They may have H. pylori, which is a bacteria that bores its way into your stomach lining and messes up your digestion. You may have poor enzymes. You may have inflammation. So there's a lot of different companies that do a comprehensive stool analysis. The reason I chose this one to share with you is because it's the one that you can get through directlabs.com. Now, as a functional medicine practitioner, there's a whole bunch of them that I can order. I can order from Metametrics, from Diagnostics, from BioHealth. There's a whole lot of them. And depending on the person's needs and what I'm seeing in their history, I may order one or the other. This one is very comprehensive, this Genova, and as such is a little bit more expensive. It's about $398. So it's really for somebody who's been going through and just doing everything you think you should, everything you've been reading about or been told to do, but your digestion's just not improving. Go ahead and see if you've got some hidden sources of that imbalance. Okay. And then finally, hormone balance. There's stuff you can do to order hormone balance. You could, of course, order blood tests for all the hormones. It's quite expensive to do it all. You know, you're always going to be looking in the several hundred dollar range for this. But you can also order what's called a circadian profile, either male or female, from Saber Sciences. And that's, I wrote that exactly how it shows up on the Direct Lab. So if this is something you want to look at, what that basically is, it's a combination of the adrenal test with the female and male hormones, which are progesterone, testosterone, etc. Now, for most of these, you're going to need some help interpreting it, although you do get a pretty comprehensive report. But if you don't have experience with this, you're probably going to want some help interpreting it. And that's, you know, where I have my energy recharge coaching group, where we, as we go through this, we're going to talk about how do you interpret your tests. So in order for you to use the information that you're getting from these tests, you say you find all these imbalances, you know, what do I need to do? You need to get kickstarted into a program. You need help getting started with an exercise program, with a diet program, with a sleep program, something to help you to sleep better, with a de-stress program. You need that program. You need implementation tools. You may need recipes. You may need running shoes or walking shoes. You may need some books. You may need videos of exercises. These are all kinds of things that I incorporate into my programs. But these are things, like if you're in Before Be Gone, you know, there's a whole library of exercises and food, like food preparation, same thing in energy recharge. So all of these things are important, and it's important to have fun, and it's important to have support. And that's why I decided that I wanted to create a live event. It's a kickstart. It's a jumpstart. It's to get you going. It's to get you actually doing the testing, actually getting the exercise program started, actually watching us make food and enjoying 3 days of phenomenal food prepared for you. If you've already been doing a lot of stuff for a while, but you're still just not quite up where you want to, we're going to help you fine tune that. And if you're a big fan of raw foods or eating vegan foods or whole foods diet, you're going to love the food. And if you're new to that and you think all food that's good for me tastes bad, I want my pizza, it doesn't have to. And we're going to show you. We're going to show you how to make some desserts. You're actually going to be able to taste them. We have, you know, when you go to a seminar, you have a break and then they have coffee and tea and donuts on the table in the back. We're not going to have that. We're going to have a big nourishment table where you can take your water and we'll have fresh water and you can put green powders in it, and we'll have all kinds of herbs and elixir kind of ingredients like I talked about in the last break free. And you can actually make them and shake them up. And we have a special surprise for everybody that's coming. So it's going to be really easy for you to have a shaker jar to do this. So we're excited about that. So you'll have this nourishment table and you'll have access to some of the suppliers that I love are going to be sponsors and contributors. So you'll get to actually sample some of the goodies that you hear me talking about on my calls. So I'm really excited. It's happening March 22nd to 24th. We already have over 50 people signed up. We have a special right now, and it's for 3 days of all this great stuff of testing, of exercise. We've got a hormone expert talking about hormones. We have a fitness expert talking about fitness and guiding you through a fitness activity. We've got somebody who deals with emotional eating and body image, and she's going to guide you through an exercise to re-change your attitude about that so that you can handle things better. And we are going to have amazing raw food chefs to demonstrate how you can make a meal quickly and easily in 5 minutes or less. And desserts, of course, because we want to make sure that you also get that little sweet tooth fix without compromising the rest of you. And they're all low glycemic for those of you on Before Be Gone. We will have fruit available for those who, in higher glycemic fruit, of course, available for those of you who can do that. But we have a completely low glycemic menu, and you guys will get to actually feel what it feels like to do that for a few days, to actually be well nourished. So I encourage you to sign up for it. It's springintovitality.com. They're going to hold the special rate rooms until March 8th for us. We need to tell the chefs how many people by, I think, about March 15th. And then the VIP, the special that we have, which is $397 for 3 days of all that, plus three breakfasts, three lunches, and two dinners. We don't do dinner on the last day because people will be heading out. And a banquet on Saturday night. So all the meals will be buffet except for the banquet on Saturday night, which will be fancy. They'll have a buffet salad bar, but then they're going to serve us. We're going to get, I think we chose the lasagna. Lasagna for dinner. So, and dessert. And Karen's working on amazing desserts with the chef. So I'm excited. So, but you will have until the 28th to capture that $397. I mean, how that's unheard of to go to a 3-day seminar with all of what we're offering you, plus goodie bags and everything, plus all the meals for $400. And that is going up on March 1st. And then we also have, get this, you can bring a friend for $47. We're not going to feed them for $47. They have to upgrade to the VIP for $197. But it's still a great deal. So if you have a loved one, if you have a spouse or a man in your life that you have been dying to get to be healthier, this is a way to get them to jumpstart, to be immersed, to support you when you get back, even if they don't do it themselves, to at least know and understand and really be supportive. And if you're a guy, you know, bring the special one in your life. It doesn't have to be male, female, whatever. Bring a special someone. It could be a partner. It could be a mother. It could be your son. I have somebody bringing a daughter. It could be a cousin. Whoever, somebody that you really feel could benefit and be a good support system for you when you get back. Invite them to come along, $47. And basically you could split it. So, you know, basically you total up the total for the two of you and then you split it, and can't split the meals. You have to get your own meal ticket because, you know, that's just the rules of life, right? We're excited about it. I really hope you can join. And I just want to give you a little summary of what the goodie bag is going to, what the goodie package in the VIP is going to be. You get, like I said, the delicious whole fresh gluten-free meals for the whole time you're there, including green smoothies and chia puddings and great desserts and, you know, dressings and salads and veggies, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to get a package of your own nitric oxide test strips to take home, a roll of pH paper to take home. There'll be food samples. We've got different vendors contributing little sample things that'll be in your goodie bag, and coupons, etc. Lots of surprises. We're working on that. I'm real excited about that. You'll get this home testing ebook, which is showing on the screen. It's I put it together for a program called Assess Your Body Chemistry. We're going to have it redesigned. So if you already have it, you'll get a redesigned version of it. And pre and post teleseminar. So about a week before the seminar, the event is happening somewhere in that week before, we are going to do a little teleseminar that's going to prepare you, like give you some tools and guidelines and tips for immersion. And then when you get back, we're going to have another one that will allow you to, okay, how do I integrate this into my life? So it's really, really packed. I am excited about this. I am so thrilled. I hope I get to meet as many of you as possible in March, March 22nd to 24th. Be there. Love to have you. And that's the end of my formal presentation for tonight. So go to www.springintovitality.com. You'll find out all about it. Get yourself signed up before the 28th of February when the special ends. So March 1st, the price goes up by, I guess, I think it's $100. So you'll save $100 if you do it now.